Alan Pollock is here with the tech update. Alan, I always love what you're talking about. I may have one on you. Alan, have you heard of, let me give it, drum roll this here for a minute.
All right.
Have you heard of Chat Hub?
No.
You have got to go check out Chat Hub, and I have it up and running. And it was introduced to me today, of all people, by my urologist who I'm consulting with and working with on his business. And he says, check out Chat. It is a hub that brings in ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude 3, Bing Copilot, Perplexity, and three others, Gamma being one of them, Chats. And so you use this. Mark, you love AI. Check out Chat Hub. And what it's Chat Hub.
Yeah, let's be very careful. Do not go to chathub.com.
Go to chathub.com. Yeah.
You likely will get in trouble from your HR department because your computer will alert them that you've gone somewhere you shouldn't.
You got it. Yeah, I made that mistake. I made that. I go, oops, back up. So it's chathub.com. I think it's GG. My screen's so small over here.
I Googled it now.
You got it. So I can't wait. So I thought, Mark, I got to share that one. Got to jump up on you, leg up on you. What you got us in the tech report?
First, thanks everyone for listening this week. It's another great week as usual. David, I have a quote that I heard. This was really good. Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is classified as a fruit, but wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad.
That's good. Yes. That's good. Yeah.
So a couple little tidbits on just tech and unicorn companies and such. Get this. Uber is going to give about 175 people in select US and Canadian cities $1,000 to spend on Uber, public transit, and other modes of transit if they can give up their car for 5 weeks. So some people may have a low car payment or just want to make $1,000.
Wow.
So it's a trial thing they're doing. About 175 people will get $1,000 from Uber.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know, in your Amazon packaging, David, how you get, they call them air pillows. It's basically protects what's in the package from.
Right. Yeah. It's big air pillows. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So Amazon is replacing, this number's staggering. This is why I'm bringing it up today. Amazon is replacing 95% of its plastic packaging air pillows, excuse me, with paper filler. So you probably have already seen, some of you listening, or those boxes when you get home from the office, there's about 40 boxes in front of your house. And when you break them up and put them in the recycle for your family, you see all the paper filling now. It's made from 100% recycled material. But get this, the swap going from air pillows to paper is 15 billion plastic pillows a year. That is an insane amount of plastic pillows that they were putting into boxes. I'll read that number again. 15 billion.
15 billion of those little pillows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? Why didn't Amazon convert that into an advertising opportunity and allow other companies to advertise on the plastic pillows and convert the 15 billion into 15 billion?
I thought the plastic pillows were brilliant. Saves all the space. They seem very affordable.
My dogs love them.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Bill, you got a thought. I could tell. I saw a thought come out of it.
It's also what, good or bad, go back to the beginning with the plastic pillows, is because they found the optimum size box for all their, for their robotic processes.
Yes.
A lot of those things, that the pillow is not there necessarily to protect the item, which is usually in its own protective container. It's because that was the most efficient way for them to deliver the product.
That's right. Great point.
Really,
we don't, we forget about all that automation and stuff that is packed into that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about,
excuse the pun, packed into that. That's good.
Yeah. I'm going to save, just because we threw in an extra topic today, David, which is really important, about the real estate commissions in the industry. I won't go through everything that I'd mentioned, but I have one or two more things I'll bring up. Everyone knows that on TikTok and Instagram, there's a lot of loan officers that are talking about tips, how to handle lending. They're not offering rates or pre-approvals or personalized advice. They're just talking about, and if you are advertising, this is something you want to consider, but this is great. This was a little tip that I had seen, and it said, if you ask the seller to reduce the price of an $800,000 home by $20,000, you'll save $158 per month. But if you ask the seller for a $20,000 credit instead to buy down your interest rate, you'll save $822 per month. And that all these weeks, David, leading in when we talk about the market and volume and technology and costs, David Kittle's always very positive, right? And says, just get out there and sell. And I've been saying the same, right? You got to just educate. You have to educate. This is that education. And I know a lot of originators know about it, but go on TikTok, go on Instagram, take a look at what some of these originators are doing out there. Some really just great information and ideas. Yes, maybe you can really follow them.
Yeah.
Let's talk a couple things I stole or borrowed, I should say, from the Rob Chrisman book.
Yes.
By the way, I use AI to scan every single Rob Chrisman report and provide me with bullets on technology vendors. So if you don't know how to use AI, that's one way you can use it.
Yeah.
All right, so Mobility Market Intelligence, MMI, get this. They released what they call LO Highlight Reels. It's a video creation tool for loan originators to share their success and industry visibility. So I just talked about that TikTok video. It could be that you're emailing it, texting whoever to your potential prospects, your credit union, you're a small community bank. Check out MMI, great technology. Bunzo, they used to be a sponsor of our program. They just released a cheat sheet for compliant and effective SMS marketing in the mortgage industry. So if you're not sure about how to handle SMS, we all thought you send emails on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Fridays are a big no. Mondays are only of importance. Bunzo is saying, hey, you're moving into SMS marketing. This is the path you want to go down. So check that out. Also, Vesta. We know Vesta. They're a loan origination system provider. So a couple of years ago, I'd say about 2 years ago, everybody was like, who is this new LOS system, right? There was a gentleman that left the Blend technology team, created his own LOS. He just did an integrated tool or an integrated service in his system with Freddie Mac's Loan Product Advisor. So LPA is now built inside of Vesta. So I bring that up. A lot of people recently, in some conversations I've had, like, whatever happened to that new LOS? And everybody has a different way to describe it. This is the first update I've heard of them in a while, so go check that out.
Yeah, their logo isn't one of those little Vespa scooters, is it?
I don't know. That'd be cool, pretty cool if that's what it was.
I should play on names.
So just two more quick items. The second to last one is Exactus. They're known for their mortgage verification technology. Get this. Love this. They created what they call active listing scan. The service scans addresses, residential addresses, for changes in listing status and alerts. And it tells those lenders when those properties are newly listed. But it helps lenders get ahead. Obviously, if you're selling a home, you're going to move and you're going to need a new mortgage, right? Or other statuses that may occur to your property. The tool leverages all the MLS data and public records, and it works in all 50 states. Very interesting. And David, this is the whammy. You're going to win the game show, and I'm going to hit the golden buzzer, and you're going to, like a rocket ship, you're going to boost out of your chair, and you're going to see Elon Musk.
The golden ticket. Okay. All right.
Golden ticket. So VantageScore just launched what they call Market Game. It's a tool that provides lenders with insights into their addressable market by using the VantageScore 4.0 credit scoring model. Here's the best part. You ready? The tool, I hate when people call things a tool. It's a piece of technology. It's a solution. It's, you know, but anyways, the tool helps financial institutions identify new lendable customers and expanded access to credit. You guys understand what that means, right? They're going to tell you who is a potential customer.
Check that out. Check that
over,
out
over
sure.
at VantageScore. And since we launched David Licken over into the rings of Saturn, I will say goodbye to you all from my segment. Thank you. We'll see
Thank you all next week.
Have a great week, everybody.
Yeah, it's so good. Appreciate you being here, Alan.